to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
Hi, this is Ian with the news at 3 o'clock. A bomb has gone off at the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. There are 10 deaths, 40 injuries. We're waiting for more news on that. DEFCON, the wireless shootout, testing what range you can get with a wireless network, the results have come in. 56 kilometres. They had a 1 metre aerial. US Navy has bought the most X servers ever off Apple. Lockheed are going to fit out a load of submarines with $1.9 million of Apples. That's a lot of Apples. The Register. Most IT managers are in the dark regarding what applications are on which networks. Just like the rest of us then. Camp News. It's hot. Guess what? It's still hot. Be careful with those cigarettes and no open fires. And microwaves. I want my wireless LAN. Other people want their wireless LANs. Please don't use. More soon. And on network news, not much has changed really. The network is mostly up and running. We'll have more soon on that, hopefully.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California. And now they're all not far away, it's Californication.
bathroom. She was struck down. It was your doom. Annie, you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie? 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 Annie, you okay? Would you tell us that you're okay? In the sound of a window, they struck you. I could send no Annie. Came into a bombing with the bloodstains on the carpet. And then you ran into the bedroom. You were struck down. What was your doom?
As a reminder of CAMP's program, there's still running in tent number one, social engineering workshop and practical training. In tent number two, there's the NetBSD workshop running. Hello? and at 4 o'clock in tent A, there'll be a talk about PNR, the USG NSA claim for air flight passenger data with Erich Möchel. So if you want to go there. And here's as next music track, Commercial Breakup with Bizarre Love Triangle.
Thank you. Okay, this is Radio Sub Either. You are listening to 88.3 FM. Welcome to the camp. This is CCC 2003. Oh wow, sorry.
Welcome back. This is Nika. I'm talking to Dave Neary and Calvin Williamson. They're both from the GIMP tent. famous GIMP coders from the GIMP world, and they're sitting next to me, and I would like to ask them what's new in the world of GIMP.
Well, we've got a stable release. Ah, what's happening?
No problem.
we've got a stable release coming out soon. So we're taking the opportunity, I think, in camp. Pretty much decided we're taking the opportunity in camp to feature freeze the GIMP for the 2.0 release, which will be coming out sometime in the autumn. We're pretty excited about it. There's a fair bit of stuff in it which wasn't in there before. It's a considerable change from 1.2, which is why we've decided to go with the 2.0 rather than the 1.4 version number, which some people were expecting.
Yeah, it was a big argument.
It was a big argument. Yeah. There was punches thrown and black eyes given. Well, virtual black eyes.
Can you name some of the features now of the new version?
Well, for a start, the interface is completely changed. Everything is draggable and droppable, which wasn't the case before. All dialogues are now dockable, so you can put some windows hanging off other windows, and it's pretty cool. We've got Mitch has done most of the work on the interface. He's one of our developers. He's a CCC guy.
Sascha, du bist noch.
And so basically, it's a complete revamp in terms of the interface of the application. And then in the back end, well, some of the major things internally have been completely reprogrammed as well. So we've got a new text tool, which was done by Sven, and there's a new path tool on the way as well from which was done by Simon. Sorry. So yeah, it's a complete revamp in terms of the interface, and several of the major internal features have been completely redone as well. Plus, the code has been completely restructured to make way for the next stage of the GIMP, which will be the integration of Gaggle.
Gaggle?
What's that? Gaggle is
generic graphics library, or genetically engineered goat large, or general.
That sounds very avant-garde.
Hopefully Gaggle is our name for the future image processing engine to underlie future GIMPs. I've been working on that for a couple of years now, on and off. And basically, it'll be a data flow system that allows us to do filters and operations in graphs and trees, so that we can set up a lot of different configurable kinds of image processing. Also, we want to try and handle a lot more data types as well, and allow people to put in their own data types, 16-bit per channel. Everybody has a different 16-bit per channel data type, and we want to allow real general sort of data types for the pixels and the images underlying the system. So we've been looking into ways of doing things in the most general way for the future engines of GIMP, really.
And you probably know about, you know, the big rival Photoshop. What would you say now? How much is the chance that people, you know, there's always people saying, I can't switch because I have to print as an agent or something. Do you think that the GIMP has now so many features that it already conquers Photoshop, or will soon, or still this printing problem will
Printing has been taken care of. The GIMP print project has even it's really become, in the same way as GTK in its day, was a toolkit which was made for the GIMP and then went on to bigger and greater things. Yeah. The GIMP print project started off as a print driver for the GIMP, and is now a completely autonomous project which is used all over the place because it has an excellent set of print drivers for printing graphics. So the printing problem is really, of course, when you've got manufacturers making native drivers for printers, and we're competing with that, and it's free software, you're always at a disadvantage. But I think printing in the GIMP is pretty good. We support a huge range of input devices, so everything from tablets, mouses, what else is there supported? well, all the usual input devices, but tablets is excellent. So there's a lot of stuff supported there, but of course we're still going to be going uphill when we're going against something like Photoshop, which has a huge user base and has considerably more features than we do.
And at the camp now, you also have in your tent a lot of demo stations where people who've perhaps never used the GIMP can take a first look and find lots of helpful people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Nice people also to introduce.
There's some hardware set up. There's people around there all the time, and we're happy to get people come to the tent. And we've got some pretty good power users of the GIMP coming today, I think. So starting from tomorrow, you'll be able to see some very impressive demonstrations of what the GIMP is able to do.
Well, okay, and so the future looks very bright for GIMP.
It does.
Well, thank you very much. That was Dave Neary and Calvin Williamson from the GIMP tent. So if you've never used the GIMP, or if you want to meet the people, take a look there. And the next song will be Tokotronic versus Konsole Freiburg. We just heard that we have a call in. Somebody has a question on GIMP, and now we will put him through.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Actually, question. I'm wondering, when talking to people who are not using GIMP, one of the main gripes I hear is often not the lack of features, but the user interface, and so that it's not MDI styled, but the single windows which will pop up everywhere. Are there plans to change that, or how does the development look in that direction?
Well, MDI is something that comes up quite a lot. It's one of the things that people ask about an awful lot about the GIMP. And the fact is that in Unix, in general, MDI is not the way to go, because you've got a window manager that manages Windows, and having an application managing Windows just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. So I know that it's not supported in GTK, which is where it would need to be supported to have Windows styles propagating down through an application. And there are no current plans to implement it. But as usual, with any open source project, if somebody does it, it'll be considered. If it's something important enough, it'll fork. But actually, currently, there's nobody working on that.
Interesting. But so if it would be possible, there's no reason not to use it or something. So it's not a real design decision to say, no, we won't support a Photoshop compatible menu layout or desktop layout.
Well, no, there's of course, menu layouts and key layouts and shortcut keys and all that kind of thing is completely configurable in the GIMP anyway. But even if it weren't, there's no philosophical reason for not following Photoshop.
Okay, I
see. But an MDI, there are people who just do not like MDI. So it's never been something that we've aimed for.
I see. Okay, fine.
No problem.
Questions answered? Okay, well, thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome.
And yeah, on with the next song. This is No Doubt, Return of Saturn.
But I should have thought of that before we kissed. You say you're gonna burn before you mellow. I'll be the one to burn you. Why'd you have to go and pick me when you knew that we were different completely? I could always do it in the direct girlfriend. Oh, I could always do it in the direct girlfriend. Oh, I hope I hold a special place. Restrictions, I found myself trying to change you. If you were meant to be my lover, I wouldn't have to. And I feel so mean, I feel in between. Cause I'm about to forgive you. Cause you would end up your ex-girlfriend. Someone else to hear. Cause you would end up your ex-girlfriend. I hope I hold a special place.
Hi, here's Sam on Radio Sub Either on 88.3 FM. And with me is now the famous, the infamous Paul Wouters from the Netherlands. Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
And you're preparing a lecture on DNSSEC and IPsec. So what do we want to say?
I just briefly wanted to tell what it's about. Later in a few days, we'll talk about DNSSEC and how we're going to use that to store cryptographic key material and use it for other applications to secure other things. And in about 10 minutes, I will speak on the IPsec part, where I will show how you can encrypt all your wireless traffic here around the cam so that other people can sniff you.
Oh, just in 10 minutes? Where's this lecture in?
It's in the B hall, the B tent.
The B tent? Okay, and it's especially for IPsec for wireless?
It's especially important for wireless because it's so much easier to sniff than a regular Ethernet cable. In principle, it works for everything on the internet, but it also works for the local part on the wireless, which is of course very important here with all these hacker types.
Okay, thank you. So visit all the lecture in 10 minutes in Tent B with Paul Wouters.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Heinz C. He's sitting next to me, and he's got a very interesting project running. It's called Sozialinstallation, Social Installation, Go Human, Human Go. And perhaps you have already seen this and wondered what it could be. There's a field of red and white stripes, lines.
Flatterline.
And this is the place where you should go, right next to the Guru Twister. But I'm, of course, now curious to ask him, Heinz C., what this installation will be about or what he has planned to do with you.
Scheiße, der Stuhl. sorry about this. The chair just crashed. I'm sitting on. The idea of Human Go, Go Human, is to play Go, the known Asian board game, with people as stones. If you have ever wondered why people run around here with this weird Chinese hat, this is to make them clear to be a part of the game or a stone in this moment. I have a plan of about a couple of ways to play this. The first one will be I require now you, and in a few minutes I will stand on the field and request for people join the game and the group, depending on which time you will come. We'll decide together where to sit down on the field, and we will play Go. It is very simple, the game, but very complicated on the other hand, but it has just three rules. I know them all. I don't explain now because I think you have to have a little picture on this, and the other one will be when big enough groups to play Go will met there, they can play Go, or, and this is the third one, the thing I call Action Go. Two groups of about 30 people have 1 minute to move on the field and not tackling, but a little just a little rubbing. And after a minute or something, I will shout, stop, finish now, and then the points will be counted as usually by Go.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So if you want to have lots of action, or if you ever wondered how it feels like to be a Go particle, then go there. Next music, we have Moby, Westbam remix Feeling Surreal, and followed by the news.
And there's a news flash. It's on Radio Sub Ether on 88.3 FM. Sam on the mic for this hour and on the next hour. And we have a news flash that a radar station, a German assault called Blitze, a traffic tempo radar, is placed right on the on-ramp on the A10, the local highway. So be careful if you plan to travel today on this road.